You've been drunk your whole life with the lies your enemies fed you, inebriated with their iconoclastic visions to take what is rightfully yours. So it's going to take some time, a few steps to detox, to let go of vain philosophies and excess of wine. Let the scriptures be your rehabilitation center. And the first thing you'll come to know is that this was all by design. Back when you chose death for your sins over the blessings of obedience, so now you are cursed in the city. You were sold to your enemies, who often claim to be savior, though they've spoiled you. Yet there's hope in the Most High, in your true savior, a black Messiah. So give thanks with prayer and supplication. Let your requests be made known. 3, surrender. As newborn babes rely on the nourishment of mother's milk, so too should the word be your nourishment and strength. Though you may not fully understand, soon you will start to see fruits of your mustard seed faith as long as you do well. For it takes courage to leave behind the world you once knew and conformed to. Examine yourself, renew your mind, and be filled with the Spirit as a new creature in Christ. It's 5 p.m. somewhere. Happy hour these days look like confessing your faults, listening to righteous correction, and continuing to put off that weak nature till you develop a sixth sense and understanding that temptation worketh patience and hope and experience. So take heed to this message.
Proverbs 8:17, reciprocity. Pray without ceasing. Keep seeking with humility. Ask the Father for cleansing. Tell him, Father, remove this cup from me. I'm
willing to take responsibility, willing to make amends for my offenses. I acknowledge I've taken advantage of second chances, but no matter the circumstances, thy will be
done with resentment. Wink at ignorance. Admonish a friend before seeking vengeance. 490 times a day doesn't compare to how much debt of hours he's forgiven. Don't want the Most High keeping my sins in remembrance when I come before him seeking redemption. To him, I'm bankrupt. I can never go far enough, they say. Doing the same thing, expecting different results is insanity. Then I must be crazy because I die daily, mortifying members. Amputating limbs if I think it would save me. Weighing my actions, making atonement to those I offend. A new woman striving for perfection. Even if I fall 7 times a day, on my way up, I face the east and pray that God grant me the strength I need, the wisdom I seek, the understanding to apply when my flesh is weak. Let my testimony reflect the growth in me. Your law is light, converting my soul like a plant in photosynthesis. Fungi may not need light to thrive, but the fruit I produce cannot bloom in darkness. Let the substance of our faith stimulate sight.
The 12th step is to shine a light so Christ-like it makes the evildoers squint their eyes like
sunshine, bright like a lamp in the night,
guiding the way for those stumbling in iniquity to a city on a hill,
embellished in righteousness,